We're going to begin here on the bottom of Chav Hei Amud Bet, continuing to discuss the statement of Rav Asi Amar Reish Lakish, that Machloket B'Sheyidur Mimchet, Machloket between Makavya Ben Mahalel and the Chachamim, with regards to the Tzemer, revolves around whether the Mumche had already been Matirit. If the Mumche already said to us that this Mum is enough to Shecht it on, that's where their Machloket exists. Aval Lo Yitiru Mumche, even if it has a Mum in it, but the Mumche had yet to be Matirit, Divya Kol Asur. Everybody agrees that it's Asur. So Gemara now challenges that statement. Mitve, Hatolesh, someone who plucks the tzemer, the wool, off of a bechor tam, even though later on he gets a mum and you shecht it, asur, then it's no good. Time of the tam. The reason here sounds like because the problem was that it was a tam when he plucked it off. How about mum shari? Had it been a bal mum, even though he had yet to get a heter from the mumche, it would have been fine. Afal pi shelo tiru mumche. The Gemara says, Tano kohechet lo yitiru mumche, tam korile. Now you have to say that tam is not a definition of bechor tam, meaning just the tam. Bechor tam is also a bechor that has a mum in it, just it hasn't been seen by the mumche yet. Since it hasn't been seen by the mumche, it's still called a bechor tam. The leimoket tanai. Let us say this statement of Reish Lakish is actually a makloket tanaim. We have a breita that says, atolesh tzemer be bechor tam. Someone who plucks tzemer off of a bechor tam, afal pi shelo lod bo mum mishachato asur, even though he gets a mum later on, and this shchita is asur. Bechor bal mum, on the other hand, if it was taken off of bechor bal mum, should talash mimenu, v'achar kach mate, but then it dies, akavya ben mehalal matir, v'chachamim osrim. Kavya menal says that it's mutar, v'chachamim are osir, similar to the sheet of Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, lo bizeh hitir akavya ben mehalal. Now here it's the verse of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is responding to what seemingly is the position of Rabbi Yossi. And over here it actually makes sense to say, lo bizeh hitir akavya ben mehalal. That's not where akavya ben mehalal was matir. Ela, b'sear bechor bal mum. It happened to be with a bechor bal mum shenashar that fell off. But again, note the difference between talash being plucked off and here nashar that it fell off. Vinechol b'chalon, and then he left it in the window. So Tosfot points out the difference that when it's talash, we say that he's a rasha, plucked it off actively, and therefore he doesn't leave it in the chalon. He gets a hanah from it right away. On the other hand, when we talk about cases of nashar that it fell off by itself, there we say minichol b'chalon because he didn't intentionally remove it. It came off, so he leaves in the chalon with the hope or the possibility that he will be able to get tanah from it. So then v'achar kach shachato, and then he did shchita on it. B'zeh akavya b'mehalo matir v'chachamim osrim. Similar to Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, who says that machloke between akavya b'mehalo and chachamim is around the case where they did shchita, but it was mate divrei hakol asur. Now Amar Rabbi Yossi, this is difficult because the Tanakama sounded like Rabbi Yossi. Now we have another position. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Mode Abba Chalafta. My father, who is Chalafta? This is Rabbi Yossi bar Chalafta. His father says, Bazeh. He argued on Akavya ben Mehalel, but he agrees in this case, Shu Mutar. That he thinks even in that case it's Mutar. Aval bi Yichud Amru Chachamim. But definitively, we know that Chachamim say, Yenichenu bechalon, Shema yesh tikva. Because maybe there's hope. Shachato divyakol Mutar. So therefore you do Shkita, everybody believes it's Mutar. Mate, that's where the machloket is. Akavya mehal matir v'chamim osrim. Akavya mehal ben says it's mutar v'chamim osrim, similar to Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. So Gemara asks the question, the obvious question, Rabbi Yossi, anu tanakama. Yossi and the tanakama are synonymous. They both say the same thing, that if the animal dies, that's machloket between Akavya ben mehalel and the chachamim. If the hair fell off, the wool fell off while it was a balmum, it was a tam, everybody agrees that it's problematic, that we saw before in the sheet of Akavya ben mehalel, that if it's a tam, number one, we're afraid then you're going to leave it around. Atele shuya, because there's no incentive not to leave it around, because maybe it'll get a mum in it. And number two is a notzad heter. So even a kavya ben mahalal agrees, but in the case of a tam, that we're not allowed to keep it around. But here we're down at a bechor bal mum. In the case of bechor bal mum, they say that if it falls off, and you did shchita, everybody holds, even the chachamim hold, that that is mutar, and no problem whatsoever. The only question comes up with the case of mate, where it dies. In the case where it died, by mate, that's where they have their machloket. The Kavim Mehalo says, we don't worry about it being Mishaya, because there's already a tzadhet there, raise a mum there, so on and so forth. Whereas the Chachamim say, that's where we're gozer at to the Shuye. So that's the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, like we saw in our Mishnah. But the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi are saying the same thing over here. As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, who thinks the only het there that Rabbi Kavim Mehalo would have is by Shkita. Otherwise, everybody's oser. So Gemara is asking now, what's the difference between the opinion of the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi? Halav hetiru mumche kebin ayud. Isn't the difference between them whether the mumche had already been matir the bal mum? The Tanakama said hetiru mumche, that the mumche had already been matirit. So then, if it was matirit in, vilo lo. If not, vad Rabbi Yossi the meimar, Rabbi Yossi comes and says, afakav delo hetiru mumche. Now how do we know that? Rashi claims we know that because of the way that Reish Lakish already had described the Tanakama before, that if we say that tam means that it's not just the tam, it means tam plus anything that has a mum in it, then obviously balmum means after hitiru mumche. That's what it says, I don't understand. That was a forced explanation, the Tanakama, because Reish Lakish was in trouble before. But that's not the Pashup Pshat in the Tanakhama, but rather we learn it out of the statement of Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi says, put it in the chalon, Shema Yesh Tikva, because maybe there's hope that he will shecht it. What do you mean hope if he shecht it? You can shecht it anytime you want. It's in your hands to shecht it. Ella must be that we're talking about a case where there's no mumche yet, that the mumche has not been matired yet, and that's why we talk about tikva. Tikva's hope means it's in someone else's hands. Maybe the mumche will say that it's okay. And that from that we realize that Rabbi Yossi is saying that we don't need it to be mutar al-yidei mumche yet. And that's why the Gemara differentiates in that way. Either way, the Gemara is suggesting now that this is a machloket tanaim, whether you need the mumche to be matir the mum or not, in order for this machloket, the Bekavi ben Halel and the Chachamim to take hold. Rabbi Yossi says no. As long as it's about mum, that's fine. And the Tanakhama says, no, until the mumche is matirit, that's not classified as a bal mum. Now, Amar Rava, Rava says, no. The kuli alma, ihi tiru mumche in ilo itiru lo. Everybody agrees to this principle of Reish Lakish. Ushlosh machlokot bidavar, and this breita really includes three machlokot, which is Tanakhama samar pelige bimait vudin l'shachato. The Tanakhama believes that they argue, Akavim and Halel and the Chachamim argue where the animal dies, and they also argue where there's shchida. So then why did the Tanakhama only mention the case of mate? To show you the sheet of Akavya, because Akavya is even matir when it's mate. He doesn't say Divya Kol Asur. Rehuda says, by mate, everyone agrees it's a sur. The chlok is by shchita, like we see in our Mishnah. Vate Rabbi Yosele Meimar, similar to his sheet in our Mishnah, b'shachato, Divya Kol Mutar, kiplige b'mate. So that'll be a three way machloket, and an Amar of Nachman, aloha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Aloha is like Rabbi Yehuda, over Tanan, b'bechirta k'vate, because we have a Mishnah in Idiot that is like him, the Tanan. Siar b'chor b'almum shin nashar, that fell off. Veni chol b'chalon, he puts it into the window, b'achar kach shachato, and then he shechs it. Kavi b'mahalo matir, b'chamim osrim. So you see that the Mishnah in Idiot sets up the machloket between a Kavi ben Halal and the Chachamim in a case of shachato, which is Shita to Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak matnita nami deika. Our Mishnah is also meduyak that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. That's not Temra meduda. At the end of the Mishnah, it says that Temra that's hanging on to the bechor etchinira im a giza. If it looks like it's in line with the rest of the giza, mutar veetchoninira asur. If it's not along the lines of the giza, it's moved away from it's asur. Mani, who's the author of that position in the Mishnah? Ilam Rabbi Yossi. If Rabbi Yossi is of the Mishnah, ubamai. Ilem b'shachato is a case where they did shchita, ben akavya, ben rabbanan, ibididi, mishri shari. Doesn't make a difference whether before shchita, after shchita, everything's mutar. So why do you have to worry about it being in line, not in line? Ela, must be a case b'meit, case where the animal died. I rabbanan, according to rabbanan, ibididi, meser asri. It's asr either way. After death, it's asr b'ana. Before death, if it falls off and then dies, it's also asr b'ana. Via akavya, ibcha, mibai. And if it's according to akavya, it should be just the opposite. Nirema giza, if it's along lines of the rest of the giza, sur. Why? The mito kasrele, because the mito, it's also ba'ana, so if it's along the lines of the other wool, it looks like it's part of the wool, and it's also ba'ana. Enu nirema giza, where it's obvious that it fell off before the death, mutar, de mikara talish. That should be mutar, because it fell off before the death, and that's where Akavi Mahala is matir. Elabshita, and must be that the author of that part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Ubimai, what's the case there? Ilim ubimait, if it's a case of mate, ben akavya ben rabbanan nidvidi meser asri. We know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, by the case of mate, even akavya ben halal agrees that that's asur. Again, it'll be asur before and after. After, because it's asur b'ana when a bechor dies. Beforehand, everybody agrees that we are worried about that dule yeshuye. Elalav bishchito, it's a case of shchita. Vi akavyo, can't be talking in akavya shame because idvidi mishra shori. According to akavya, if you do shchita, after shchita it's mutar according to everyone. Before shchita it's also mutar according to akavya. Elalav rabbanan hi, according to rabbanan. If it fell off beforehand, it's asur. If it falls off afterwards, then it's mutar. And that's be the difference here. If it's in line with the rest of the wool, looks like it came off afterwards, then it's mutar. If it's not in line with the rest of the wool, looks like it came off before, and that's asur. Ushmamina, b'shachato plige, ushmamina. And you see from that, that this last part of the Mishnah indicates that the machlokes between Akavya ben Halal and the Chachamim is in shchita, because the Chachamim are osir even by shchita. And that will be the way to explain the position of Hamadaldel. That case in the Mishnah can only explain according to the Chachamim, if they are osir by the case of shchita. So we see that that must be, our Mishnah is the meduyak, that it's like Rabbi Yehuda. By Rabbi Anai. Rabbi Anai asks the question now. Hatolesh tzemer meola tmima. Someone who takes off tzemer wool from a ola tmima. Rashi says, ma, what's the din? Rashi says here we're talking about a case of michayim. While it's still alive, you pluck it off. Tosafot brings over here, yesh sheperish bin Rashi shekatu bo, zehumamai, afterwards it got a muminet vacharach nifdeit, v'shachata nida shchita. And that's because they want to set it like Bechor, and that somehow the Shchita would be matir, the wool, because of the fact that it got a mom, and then it was Nitar, and then the Shchita came along. Tosfot, on the other hand, says, we could say that we're talking about case of an olat mimah that the tlisha came off, the wool was pulled off while it was still alive, and then he shechted it for a korban. And the question is here, when you do the shechita for the korban, we know by a korban olah, the basar goes on the mizbeach, the or goes to the kohanim. So maybe we should be nitar this tlisha, this tzemer that came off before the shechita, along with the or that goes to the kohanim afterwards. And that's how Tosfot sets up the question. When our Rashi, we just have that it happened michayim, that it came off, doesn't tell us what happened afterwards. So Tosfot brings the two possibilities, either that it got a moment and it was niftet, or a case that it went to the mizbeach, it was nishkat. Tosfot favors the position that it was nishkat to the mizbeach. Question is, just like the or is nitar, does the tzemer come along with it? So now Gemara says, Tolesh mi kaman deshari. Over here, you're talking about Tolesh. Tolesh means he actively pulled it off. Everybody over there agrees that it's asur. Now, the way Rashi writes it is, Aliba derabban and havadei rosha. According to Rabban, it's definitely havadei rosha. The only time we are matter is when it's nitlash. Now, it's true, as Tosfot points out, even for Akavi ben Mehalo. Akavi ben Mehalo agrees in the case of Tolesh that it's also problematic, that if you do it by Tolesh minatam, he agrees with it. Just that Rashi pointed out, according to the Chachamim, there's just no way around it. Whether it was Tolesh or nitlash, it would be problematic according to them. But here, everybody agrees Tolesh is problematic. The case is here, it fell off by itself. What's the din? Chatat v'asham loti b'ilach by a chatat v'asham, you have no question. The cave and the chapara, too, since they provide kapara for the one who's bringing it, lo mishaluhu. He's never going to leave it around just to watch all this wool fall off and collect all the wool that falls off. It's not worth it to him. He wants the kapara. So there, he definitely won't do it, and we don't worry about it. It is mutar. The bechor and maser nami cave and the lav the chapara atu mishaluhu. Since bechor and maser are not for kapara, people will intentionally leave it around. Number one, we saw before, because if they get a mum in them, it's their benefit. And number two is, then they can benefit from the tzemer that falls off. Ki d'vayloch, our question is about the olah. My, what's the din? Kevan, the ikar, lav l'kapara, ati, and olah generally is considered a matana, nidava. It's not bought for kapara. Therefore, ati mishaylu, they'll leave it around like they leave around a bechor and maser. On the other hand, odilma, kevan d'olah, nami mechapara, say. Olah does have a tzad or an aspect of it that is mechaper. It's mechaper on the mitzvah to say. Lo mishaylu, then it has a din like a chatat ha'asham. What do we say? So tashma. Let's see from this braito. Atolish tzemer bechor tam, afa pisha nolad bo mum, shachato asur. So a person is tolish tzemer from bechor tam, even if a mum comes in later and he shechs it, it's asur. Time of the tolish. The problem here is because he pulled it off actively. Ha nitlash shori. If it fell off by itself, it would be mutar. And there we're talking about a bechor. So if we're talking about a bechor and we say if it falls off by itself, it's mutar. Kosh ken olah delo mishayilah. Certainly by an olah, which has less reason to leave it around, there we're going to be matir. Where it says, no. Hu adin da'afilu nitlash nami asur. The braita said tolish. But the same trin adin is true by nitlash. Why is it saying tolish? Odiach ha'kocho da'akavyo. To teach you the power of akavya. De'bebal mum afilu betolish nami shori. And in the case of a bal mum, after he did the tlisha, it's still mutar. Vanan, nashar, it's nan. Our Mishnah says nashar. So over here, when we looked before and we saw this din, we have the braita that says that we brought before a tolesh tzemri b'chor tam in the sheet of the Tanakhama, and that's what the Gemara is quoting over here. But in our Mishnah, it talked about the machlokas is nashar, that the seyar of a bamum nashar, that it fell off. So why does our Mishnah not show the sheet of a kavya mahalo to say that even in case of tlisha, where he actively took it off and he was doing something wrong, we still are matir it? That would be a bigger chiddush. So why is our Mishnah go to the lesser of the chiddush and say nitlash? Whereas the Braita is saying tolesh. So I can accept that you want to say in the Braita, tolesh and nitlash, everything's the same according to Akavya ben Mehalel. Just the reason they told you tolesh is to teach you how far Akavya ben Mehalel would be matir. But if that's the case, our Mishnah should have done the same thing. And why didn't it do the same thing? So Tana, Nashar, Odiacha, Kocha, Derabonon. So therefore our Mishnah came to teach you the power of the Rabbanon. Even in a case where it fell off by itself, they are still oser. The Bright and the Mishnah focused on different aspects. The Bright is focusing on the aspect of how far Akavya Mahalo is matir, even in case of Tolesh, whereas the Mishnah is focusing on how far the Chalamim are oser, that even in case of Nitlash, where it fell off by itself, they will be oser. And therefore, we have both of them teaching us the extremes. One teaches us the extreme of Akavya Mahalo is matir, that's the Bright. Then one teaches us the extreme of the Rabbanon, that are oser, even in case of Nitlash. And that's our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, how do we know that it's not in line with the rest of the wool? What determines whether it's considered in line or not in line? So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Reish Lakish, Koshi Gro, Afuch, Kafei Rosho. If both ends of the wool are sticking out, And usually you have one part that's attached to the animal, and the other one has the ends of the hair that come out. But over here you have wool where both ends are coming out. I mean, nothing is attached to the animal. If you can see that both ends are sticking out, that's not considered to be in line with the rest of the giza. Rav Nathan bar Oshia amar kosheinu mitmaech im giza. Anything that doesn't smooth out with the rest of the wool that's on it. Very shlokish, my time alo amar Rabbi Nathan bar Oshia. Why doesn't he say like they did that anything that's not in line? Regular wool always has little threads that are sticking out, little pieces of wool that are sticking out. You'll never find wool that is completely flat. So that can't be the explanation over here. So therefore, he says the explanation is that both ends of it are sticking out. That's how you know that it's already detached from the animal. It's obvious that it's detached from the animal. But if it looks like it's attached, even though it's sticking out from the rest of the wool, that's still classified as considered to be attached. Now, the Gemara doesn't ask the other way around. How come Rav Nathan bar Oshia didn't say like Reish Lakish? And Rashi explains to us, Rav Nathan tfei machmir. He's more machmir. So the Hakei lo, no, be my time, lo, my Reish Lakish. He doesn't have to explain why he doesn't hold like Reish Lakish. He's more machmir, because he thinks that's the din. Well, the question we have is, Reish Lakish, who's matir, who's in the kula, he has explained why he didn't say the chumrah. So therefore, we asked on him why he didn't say the chumrah, but for the one who was machmir, we don't ask why he wasn't matir. Okay, we'll stop here with the end of the parak, and we'll continue tomorrow with the new Mishnah.